So I'd like to suggest, and actually before I suggest something, I want to take note of something. The consideration that we had experienced this evening was very potent. And I feel like its potency leans to the spiritual substance and safe, loving container that was provided here over the last week. I just have an intuition that that's kind of what happened around here. And that's a really good thing because I feel like it allowed us who participated the ability to go deeper than we normally would have, which created a deeper level of intimacy and space. And now I'd like to take you on a little bit of a journey that I'm really inspired to share with you. Could it be possible that the Sun Cross is actually a stargate? And it goes in both directions, and it goes infinite realms in all directions. And because of that, we're able to experience transversing the multiverses of the universal multidimensional being that is within ourselves. And because of that, we don't just stand in our power or in our sovereignty or in our genius or whatever it is, but we're actually like fully moving in this like spiral dynamic way through space-time continuum. I know. Welcome to the mothership. But really, though, if you're able to see it from that perspective and you're able to understand the concept of stepping into your greatness and the concept of identifying the shadow that actually perpetuates your greatness to want to shine brighter, then you're able to experience yourself in a universe in one way fully. All the way through, completely transparent. And then just as you're able to experience yourself fully in one universe, you can experience a different layer of yourself in another universe, full force. So on and so on and so on. And likewise with others. So when words like judgment or shame or any of those concepts come through, it's just an overlap of universes, actually, all right? Because in that universe, you may be experiencing that shame, but if you choose, you can just go into the other universe so that shame doesn't exist. Or thinking about words like forgiveness. And when we were talking about the word forgiveness, what came up for me in that was how I choose to keep myself actually self-contained in such a way to where I don't even want to have to experience other people's forgiveness of the fully expressed self of which I am. Meaning that there's things that I do not express in my world because I do not want to have to ask for forgiveness later. It's better just to maintain and be uncomfortable, actually, in what it is that I want to share and holding that part of me back because I don't want to feel the repercussions of what could happen if I let it all out. But then I went to another universe. And I realized that I have not even started yet. Wow. I haven't even started yet, you guys. Everything that I've dreamed of as possible hasn't even begun to take root inside my consciousness to actually begin to dream it into existence yet. I've just like been practicing a little bit here and there and doing well in my practicing. And thank goodness the entire life trajectory of this multiverse portal is a practice. And we get to keep practicing and keep growing. But growing towards what? Moving towards what? And having the courage to shed what? In order to really, truly, not just step through a stargate, but to be a stargate. I was talking with a friend of mine earlier this week. Might have been today. I don't know. Things get blurry in this space-time continuum. But I said that emissaries of divine light is not something that you sell someone on. It's a frequency you invite people to. And when we're locked and loaded in that realization, and what does that frequency mean? Well, for me, it might mean something completely different than for you, but I don't need to go into what I think that is in this moment, but I will invite us to think of what the highest level of frequency of what emissaries of divine light can be and is serving in the world actually does. And then, right, like a cross-comparison analysis, where's the gap in that between reality and what your wildest imagination is bringing into form? And then, who's going to say where their gap is first so that we can actually get real with each other about how that is actually taking form and root in the world so that emissaries of divine light could actually be proliferated in, like, amazing ways, the way it was intended, the way our hearts intended, the way our incarnation intended it to be. Thank you.